But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Anybody know that the word has validity? That anything you need is in the word.
Welcome to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. For the next 30 minutes, get ready for some dynamic teaching, preaching, and insight on the word of God that will guide you to your destiny as a believer. At the end of the broadcast, information will be given about their church location and how to obtain a copy of this message in its entirety. Now let's join the Excellence in Ministry broadcast, already in progress.
Book of Proverbs, third chapter of Proverbs, a very familiar text is found here, one that most of us know by heart. It is Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path." Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I want to talk for just a little while today from the subject, surrender to win. The church say surrender to win. Surrender to win. It was last Sunday, and I was absolutely blessed to hear the choir lift up a very familiar hymn as we were preparing to go to God in prayer. The choir led us in the singing of the hymn, All to Jesus, I Surrender. All to Him I freely give. Yes. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior.
Yes.
I surrender all. As I heard the choir sing that and joined in singing, I began to think about the whole notion of surrendering, what it means to surrender. And I heard myself say as I ministered before we prayed that there was a time in my life, and this is true, when I thought that surrendering was a sign of weakness. I really did. I thought that surrendering was a sign of weakness. And the reason I thought that, because when I would watch the cowboy movies or the army movies, that whenever one side was against the other and the other side had the upper hand, somebody on the other side would say something like, "We've got the place surrounded. Come out with your hands up."
Amen.
And the person who was inside, because they knew they were in trouble, would just somehow stick a white flag out the window and wave the white flag as a sign of surrender. It was left, if you got me. I'm giving up. I'm giving in. You win, I lose. I surrender. So I thought then that surrendering was really a sign of weakness, but I've come to realize that surrendering is not necessarily a sign of weakness, depending on what or who you're surrendering to. Because if you are surrendering to the wrong thing, on a wrong somebody, if you are giving in to another's purpose or another's desire, or you are giving up, that may be a sign of surrender. But when you turn your life over to God through Jesus, then surrendering is not a sign of weakness. It is rather a sign of strength. Because in God, when we surrender to Him, what we're doing is you're saying, "Lord, take over. I give myself to your control. No longer I, but it's you who lives in me. And all to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence daily live. I surrender all." That's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of strength. Because when we give ourselves to God, we know that that we don't see things as the world sees them. That when you give yourself to God, that you have to understand that when you come to Him, that in His economy, that you have to reap in order to sow. Sometimes you have to lose in order to find. Huh? Sometimes you got to go down in order to be lifted up.
Amen.
Am I right about it? And sometimes you've got to understand that you've got to surrender in order to win. Anybody feel like winning in here?
Yes.
That you are a winner. That when you give your life to God, when you surrender your life to God, that you don't lose anything. But in fact, you gain everything.
Yes,
is there a witness in this place that when you surrender, you gain everything? When you surrender your life to Him. So I love this particular text as we have it before us today. The book of Proverbs was written by the hand of King Solomon. And we know that as Solomon has reflected over his life and as he's preparing now to leave the scene, he's writing to his son. and given to his son and to his son a word of advice. As you look at them, you will see that he opens up this third chapter by saying, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man." Here it is. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Surrender to win. I got three things, and I'm going to be out of the way. First of all, when you surrender to win, you must understand that, first of all, you surrender to his power. The church say, surrender to his power. Surrender to his power. Notice here that Solomon says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And I love that, because what Solomon, first of all, is helping us understand that you don't put your trust in anything or anybody. You got to put your trust in the Lord. Yeah. And if he's truly Lord, then you know that you surrender all of yourself to him. Yes. And that's what stewardship is all about. Understanding that everything that we have because the Lord gave it to us. Understands that everything we are because the Lord made us. Everything that we know that the Lord taught us. In every place we've been, we know because the Lord has brought us. But if he's truly Lord, you don't mind yielding yourself to his control, because you recognize him to be the owner anyhow. And you don't have a problem with such principles as tithing and such, because you know him to be your Lord. And you would never grasp or appreciate the whole understanding of tithing and what it means to tithe unless he is your Lord. Yeah. Lord, have mercy. Because if he's your Lord, you know that you can't give a tithe to him until you first give yourself to him. And if he owns you, then he owns everything that you have. Am I right about it? If he really is your Lord, then he owns everything that you have. So the things that you have, you know you have because the Lord has entrusted them to you, and he is Lord. And many of us will call him Lord, but the truth is, we celebrate our salvation, and we celebrate the fact that he's our Savior, the fact that he saved our souls. We thank God he saved us from our sins, and he's our Savior, but we celebrate that. But if he's really Lord, then you know that he has the right to control every part of your life. Lord, have mercy. I mean, some of us want him to save us, but we want him to then stay out of our business. Don't tell me what to do with my money. Don't tell me to do with my time. Don't tell me to do with my treasure. Don't tell me to do anything. But thank you for saving my soul.
Praise 100.9 and 92.7 listeners, get ready for a minute with the doctor.
Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The word of God tells us in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, to bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven, and pour out for you such a blessing, there will not be room enough to receive it. God is inviting us to participate and his economy. We deprive ourselves when we are disobedient to this basic expectation. However, God rewards obedience with his blessing. Your tithe helps to advance the kingdom of God as well as advance your own life. And that is a promise from heaven. You are invited to join us at Little Rock AME Zion Church for our Sunday morning worship experience at 10 a.m. For more details, call 704-334-3782 or visit our website at littlerockamezion.org.
But when you say he's the Lord, that means you're saying possess me, own me. Every part of me belongs to you. And you have permission to have your way in my life. And can I tell you this? If he's not Lord of all, then he's not Lord at all. Some of us will say he's Lord, but we only want to fraction off what part of our lives we want him to have control over. But when he's really Lord, we know he controls every part of our lives. Now, if he's not Lord at all, of all, he's not Lord of all. But if he is Lord, then you know he's Lord of your home. He's Lord of your career. He's Lord of your finances. He's Lord of everything you possess because he possesses you and you have made him Lord. You don't mind singing, he is Lord. He is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Give him praise if he's Lord of your life and you surrender to his power. You are inviting him then to take you over to have his way with you. And you surrender yourself to his control. And you're allowing him to rule and super rule your life. Because if he's not Lord of all, then he's not Lord at all. So be careful when you call him Lord, because if you call him Lord, you better act like he's Lord. You better serve him like he's Lord. You ought to tithe like he's Lord. You ought to give like he's Lord. Give God praise if he's really your Lord. He's Lord of everything that I have, every part of me. He has control over because I yielded to him and I surrendered to his power. Secondly, Solomon goes on to say, and lean not on your own understanding. Lord, have mercy. In other words, when you understand that he is Lord and you surrender to win, you surrender to his power. But not only that, you surrender to his plan. That you acknowledge when you are a good steward that God knows what's best for you better than you know. I know you're grown and everything. I know you got degrees and all of that. But you have to at some point understand that God knows best. You've got to somehow acknowledge that God knows better what to do with you than you can begin to know. Amen. Am I right about it? Amen. That you surrender to his plan. That you understand that everybody that God made for a purpose. And the purpose God made you for is that through your life, he will get the glory. And so everything that God has given you, he's given you your time. He's given you your talent. He's given you your treasure. And now what he wants you to do is turn it back over to him and recognize through your actions that you understand that God's way is the best way. Now all of us want God's rewards, but we want to do it God's way. We want God to bless us. We want God to hook us up. We want God to bless us with health. We want God to bless us with the right this and the right that. But then we want to turn around and do it our own way and get mad at God when the blessings don't come the way we think they ought to come. But God does not bless disobedience. Testing 1, 2, 3. If you want God's rewards, you got to do it God's way. I'm right about it. If you want God's rewards, you got to do it God's way. And God's way says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse. Serve me meat in my house and prove me. If I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, you will have room to receive. Now you want the blessings, but you don't want to pour and you don't want to bring the tithe. But in order to get the blessings, you got to bring the... Are y'all still here today? In order to get what God has for you, you've got to do it the way God instructed you to do it. And you've got to acknowledge that God knows what's best for you better than you know. Anybody want to surrender to his plan for your life? Paul says, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind. You may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. You got to do it his way. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Got to do it his way. Somebody say, do it his way. If you want to get God's blessings, you've got to do it God's way. Give God praise if you believe it today. You've got to surrender your life to him. And you've got to come to the place where you can say, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. At the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King. Always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from thee. Take my silver and my gold. Not a mite would I withhold. Not a mite would I withhold. Take my will and make it thine. It shall be no longer mine. Take my heart and it is thy own. It shall be thy royal throne. It shall be thy royal throne. No longer mine, but I belong to Jesus. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice and it told thy love to me, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Oh, you can surrender to win if you surrender to his power, and secondly, surrender to his plan.
Yes, Lord.
And then Solomon goes on to say, in all your ways, acknowledge him. And he will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Direct your path. You can surrender to win. That you, when you give in to him, what you do, in fact, is that you let him take you over.
Yes, sir.
You let him take you over. You let him possess you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what you're doing is you are exchanging your life for his.
Glory, glory.
Lord have mercy. When you surrender to win, you surrender to his power. When you surrender to win, you surrender to his plan. But thirdly, you surrender to his promise. Anybody know that God will keep his promise? Lean not to your own understanding in all your ways. Commit to him. In everything that's in you, commit your life to him. And he will direct your path. The truth of the matter is that God is a gentleman, you know. He's not going to force himself on you or on me, but he's waiting for your invitation to come into your life and take you over. And you will receive, if you do that, the promises that he's provided in his word. And somebody knows he keeps his promise. God does not lie. Satan is a liar. He will always whisper things in your ear and cause you to believe that the word of God is not true. But you've got to believe the word of God and not the lies of Satan. Satan is whispering in your ears right now. You ain't got to listen to that preacher. You can keep your money. He don't know your bills. He know this and that. You ought to code it for yourself. The devil is a liar. What he has done, because he's such a liar and since he's such an enemy, what Satan has done, the way he performs is he comes to your life in the form of a hostile takeover. He'll take over your mind. He'll take over your home. He'll take over your marriage. He'll take over your children. He'll take over your career. And so he comes in like a thief. Jesus says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. So Satan comes into your life and he runs roughshod. It's a hostile takeover. He does not ask you permission. He just jumps in your life and does it. But what God does, he says, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone will open the door, I'll come in unto him. Anybody believe that God wants to take you over? But when God takes you over, it's not a hostile takeover, it's a helpful takeover. He will take over your life, and he will take complete control if you just surrender yourself to him. And you will know you surrender to win. When you surrender to win, you'll say to God, take my ambition while I receive your anointing. You can give him your burdens, and he'll replace them with his blessings. Give him your challenges, he will replace it with his chains. Give him your dilemmas, he'll replace it with his deliverance. Give him all of your fears, he'll replace it with his faith. Give him your gloom, he'll replace it with his gladness. Give him all to him. Give it all to him. Give him everything you have, and watch him turn it completely around. Give him your sorrows, he'll give you a song. Give him your tears, he'll give you triumph. Give him yourself as a victim, he'll give you some victory. Anybody believe, if you turn yourself over to him, you win. You win. You'll come out with your hands up, and you say, all to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all my time, all my family, all my worries, all my issues. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Surrender to win. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Doors of church are open. If there's one today without a church home, without a Savior, you come. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ and let him take over. And watch him have his way in you. And watch the difference that will be made when you give your life to him. Here without a church home, without a Savior, we bid you come. You can come just as you are. All to Jesus. All
to Jesus.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Come on, sister. God bless you. All to him. God bless you. God bless you. Is there another? Free. Oh, I. Is there another? Love and trust him. God bless you. In his presence is another. Daily live. Oh, I
thank you for tuning in to the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker, Senior Pastor of Little Rock AME Zion Church. If you are new to the area and seeking a church home, please feel free to come by our location, 401 North McDowell Street, just minutes from Uptown Charlotte. Our order of services are as follows: 9 a.m. Sunday School, 10 a.m. Morning Service, 12 noon Wednesday Midday Bible Study, and 7 p.m. Evening Bible Study. If you want to know more about what's going on at Little Rock, you can visit us on the web at littlerockamezion.org. Also, if you were blessed by today's message and want to obtain a copy in its entirety, call 704-334-3782. That's 704-334-3782. Little Rock AME Zion Church is a ministry with so much to offer. They have ministries for adults and children, choirs, missions, and outreach that helps inside the church and the community as a whole. And of course, this radio broadcast where God is glorified, Jesus is magnified, the people are edified, faith is fortified, and ministry is multiplied. Be blessed and tune in next week for the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker on WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 and PraiseCharlotte.com.
You can can listen to the word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com. Podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you will discover podcasts designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain. Praise listeners. Log on to www.praisecharlotte.com and click on the podcast tab and hear the word. Also, if your ministry wants to be a part of the Praise Podcast family, here's your opportunity. Slots are available. Call 704-548-7854. That's 704-548-7854.